And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this Sunday morning as we get ready for Game 3 between the Giants and the Colorado Rockies as the Giants try to avoid a sweep in Coors Field. Not easy to do that, believe me. This has been a tough series for the Giants against the Rockies as they've lost the first two. And last night, once again, it goes 10 innings, a very exciting game. It really was very well played by the Giants last night, I must say. I know they're not hitting with runners in scoring position, but they did execute the game of baseball last night. Only one error, and that was Joey Bart throwing one into center field on a steal attempt. But other than that, they played a pretty clean game. So it goes 10 innings, and the Colorado Rockies win it 4-3 as the Rockies 4 runs, 12 hits, no errors. The Giants 3 runs, 5 hits, and that one error by Bart. Giants left 5 on base. The Rockies left 8 on base. As I say, it goes 10 innings. Gilbreth is the winner. The Giants saw him Friday night as well. He went 2-0 on the year. And Camilo Duvall, his second inning of work, and the ghost runner was the one that scored in the 10th inning. He takes the loss. It's happened to him before, let's put it that way, where the ghost runner has scored. So he goes to 4-6. 35,278 at Coors, braving the threat of rain all night long. 3 hours and 7 minutes. It was an interesting game, which we'll talk about. Alex Cobb pitched for the Giants last night, and again, he pitches to contact, but he does shut it down when he has to, and that is a plus for him, which hasn't exactly happened in the past, but he did it last night. 6 2/3 innings for Cobb, 10 hits. 3 runs given up. It could have been worse. No homers. Very good. No walks and 4 strikeouts. And that's the part for me that I thought was very, very good. He was ahead of the count all night long. 87 pitches for him before he came out with 2 out in the 7th. And Garcia bailed him out there. Now, the story of the game, really, and we did it on the pregame and talked about this, Ryan Feltner. This young man, the right-hander out of Ohio State, had made a number of starts for the Rockies this year, and not many had gone well. And they came in with an earned run average over 6, a big whip and things like that, and he completely mesmerized the Giants. He had good command. He put the ball where he wanted to put it. He didn't get in a lot of trouble, and he went 6 innings, 2 hits given up in 6 innings, a run, a home run, 2 walks and 5 strikeouts for him. And a very, very strong performance by Ryan Feltner. And for Buddy Black and the Rockies, they've got to be happy with what they saw out of Feltner last night. He didn't get the win as the save was blown by Bard in the 9th inning, which we'll talk about. But 86 pitches, quality pitches again, and I'll say it again, 6 innings, only 2 hits given up. Very similar to Friday night when the Giants couldn't get any hits early in that game as well. So good game for Feltner last night, and he kept his team in the ball game. Well, the scoring last night in the 3rd inning, Iglesias gets a base hit. Blackman gets a base hit. Rogers gets a double to put him up 1-0. McMahon then gets a base hit, and then now they're up 2-0, and Grichuk gets thrown out at 3rd. Thank goodness. Grichuk is not a good base runner. I want to tell you something. He had no business getting thrown out at 3rd there. And then on a ball that was hit up the middle that Crawford knocked into right field, he didn't go 1st to 3rd. So it helped the Giants, believe me. In the 6th inning, the Giants finally get something going as Joey Bart hits home run number 10 for him, and that's 3 in 12 games for Bart. He crushed it. He just literally crushed it. I'm telling you, it was a high fastball. He got on top of it, and this man has serious, serious home run power. We've said it early in the year. I said, when he doesn't strike out and he puts the ball in play, it's trouble. 103 miles an hour off his at bat, 419 feet to left center field, and I thought it would go further than that. So that made it 2-1. Now, in the 7th inning, Craw comes up, and he goes deep to right field, his 7th home run of the year, another shot that makes it 2-2, 414 feet. 101 miles an hour, and it tied the game up at 2-2. Craw had a good game at the plate last night and a pretty good game at the field. He did kick one into center field during the rally that the Rockies put on. All right, now it's the seventh inning, and Cobb is still out there at this point. And Connor Joe, boy, a pain in the neck to the Giants, isn't he? Gets a base hit. Buddy Black then goes to baseball school and drops down a sacrifice bunt to move Joe to second. They put in a pinch runner for him, Hilliard. And Wynton Bernard, 11 years in the minor leagues, and he was a guest with Bill last night on Extra Innings. Former Giant farmhand gets the base hit, and Connor Joe's pinch runner, Hilliard, scores, and they go up 3-2. Then it got to be a game. Boy, the top of the ninth inning, here comes Daniel Bard, who's just throwing rockets, really, just rockets. Well, the Giants go down easily with the first two outs, and then Gabe Kapler hits for J.D. Davis. And I wondered at that point, I said, boy, J.D. Davis maybe can hit one out, and there's two out. Well, he goes to LaStella, the left-hander, and LaStella gets a really nice base hit to right center field. And this brings up Crawford. Well, the wheels are still turning for Gabe Kapler. He did a nice job with this. And then he put in Slater to pinch run. And you know, I know, the whole world knows, that Slater is going to try to steal second. And he does. And he's got 42 steals out of 45 attempts in his career. And then Crawford hits one down the left field line. And Slater comes in. And the Giants score. And they tie it up 3-3. This is all with two out in the ninth inning. Crawford comes through again with a big hit. I know he's not doesn't have that big batting average, but I still like him up there when the game is on the line. All right, so it goes to the 10th inning. Wynton Bernard is on second. Duvall comes out, and Bernard is not on second very long, as Rogers, who had four hits in the night last night, four hits, takes a sinker that didn't really sink or a slider that didn't slide. It was right over the plate, and he just whacks it. Good hitting into center field. Slater bobbles it. He wasn't going to get Wynton Bernard anyway. And the Rockies score, and they win the game. They win the game 4-3 over the Giants last night. Wow, what a ball game. It was a ball game last night. Giants fought back, but they just didn't have enough offense here. And this has been the problem, as we'll talk about this morning, to get it done. But they came back. What an exciting ninth inning. And then they lose it to the ghost runner in the 10th. For the Giants now, they've lost four in a row. Colorado won the game. They've won two in a row and only two out of seven. Another one-run game for the Giants. They're now 16-21 in one-run games. How about that? Last year, they were 31-17. The top of the order, Lamont Wade Jr. and Yaz 0-9 last night. 0-9, and Yaz in that horrible 0-27 slump. I don't know what to say. At some point, and he seems to hit the ball hard from time to time, but at some point you really, really have a tough time running him out there. And for Brandon Belt, another tough game for him in the eighth spot. And the two of them, and Wade, that left-handed side of the lineup with Crawford, Belt, Wade, Yastrzemski, LaStella, just not happening. And boy, Belt, another 0-for last night. You just think, I feel for the guy, that he clearly is not himself. He just never plays like this and probably should sit down. He probably should sit down, and Yaz should go with him. But we'll see what they do today. They probably will sit down today as they face Kyle Freeland, which we'll talk about in a minute. For the Giants against Colorado now, they're 6-5 on the year, and they were up, what, 5-1, 5-1 earlier against the West, and this is bad. They're now 19-31. They're 3-17 in their last 20. Wow. And 26 of the next 42 are against the West, so that's not great either. The Giants are having real trouble with the West. In August, they're 8-10. Since the break, 11-18. Runners in scoring possession last night was 1-for-6. Crawford got the big hit. Now they're 3 for their last 34. They're 8-6 in the last 14 games. The road 25-32, not good at all. And Colorado at home is trouble, 35-30. So for the sixth time this year, the Giants have a four-game losing streak or more. And in their last five games, 11 runs have scored. Wow. Now, you're talking about facing Arizona, and I know Zach Gallen was in there, but you're facing Arizona, and they've hit 178 in those five games, including two games at Coors Field. Well, for the Giants, Estrada was on deck last night. I thought Buddy Black should have put Crawford on and faced Estrada with Bard, but he didn't, and Crawford made him pay. That was a good part of the game for me last night. For Albert Pujols, how about this? Two homers for him last night, 691 and 692. Can he get to 700 this year? Who knows? Bruce Jenkins and I'll talk about that this morning. Hanging sliders. Boy, when you hang a slider to a major league hitter, it is trouble. And they did it to Pujols. Crawford got one. Bart got one. That is the pitch. Everyone is slider crazy. They just want to throw sliders. But if you hang it, a lot of things can go wrong. And how about Crawford's home run against Arizona this week to win that game? Boy. All right, so what happens in baseball? Atlanta beats Houston. They've now got 47 losses. Philly splits with the Mets. They've got 54 losses. San Diego beats Washington last night. Garcia closed it, and believe me, it wasn't simple for him. No hater last night. Had an unorthodox double play to finish the ninth inning. Padres won a 2-1 on homers by Josh Bell and Soto. How about that? They've got 56 losses. Milwaukee, as we talked about on the show yesterday, loses to the Cubs 8-7 in extra innings. They've got 56. And with the Giants' loss, they've played 120 games now. They've got 61 losses, and that puts them 4.5 behind Milwaukee, 6.5 behind San Diego. But believe me, it could be a lot worse as the Giants have 42 more games to go. All right, it's time now for our Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. Well, the Giants turn to a righty today, and he's been very good for them all year long, and that is Jacob Junis. He's 33-38 lifetime, 29 years old. He's 4-3 this year with a good .353 earned run average. It's acceptable. And the whip is very good, 1.14, so he doesn't put a lot on base. And when he gets people on base, he's very tough. 29th round pick for Kansas City in 2011. He's been in 121 major league games, 102nd start, and he's really done very well for the Giants. It's a positive pickup. You can run on him, as most people do on the Giants, 5 stolen bases, no caught stealing. In August, he's been in 3 games, 13 innings, 10 runs given up, a homer, 4 walks, and 15 strikeouts. So the peripheral number's pretty good. But 16 hits in those 13 innings. For his season record here in 12 starts, 15 games, 71 innings, he's been hurt. 65 hits, pretty good. 8 homers, 71 innings, excellent. 16 walks and 63 strikeouts. The batting average against is .238. Righty's .209, very good, that slider. Slider, 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 and he keeps it down. 209 with 3 homers. Lefties 269 with 5 homers. And like Cobb, team has lost 3 of its last 5 when he goes to the hill. First pitch, and this is typical of what's going on in baseball, 13 for 37. It's about .350 or so with 3 homers. This is where he gets tough. First of all, only 5 solos with the 8 home runs. That's good. But runners in scoring position, this guy's amazing. 8 for 53. With a .151 batting average. Runners in scoring position, 2 out. You might as well sit down. 1 for 22, an .045 batting average there. First time through, .214 with a couple of homers. Second time through, as most major league teams adjust to a pitcher, .268 with 3 homers. Third time through, .229 with 3 homers. All right. Blackman, 1 for 3. Crone, 1 for 6 with a homer. Grichuk, 0 for 5. And Iglesias, boy, he's having a nice season, isn't he? He's a shortstop for the Rockies, 3 for 15. All right, on the other side of the coin today, we've seen this guy a lot. He's a lefty. He's 29 years old. Big guy, 6'4", 204. Kyle Freeland. And he just got a big contract from the Rockies. He's one of their mainstays. 7-8 on the year with a .482 earned run average. 47-48 lifetime, a whip of 1.41. 143rd Major League start in August, 3 games, 16 innings, 23 hits. Here we go again. 11 runs, only 2 homers, 7 walks, and 12 strikeouts. You would think, like with Ryan Feltner, this right-handed lineup he'll face today maybe could do some damage. 130 innings pitched this year, 144 hits, 15 homers, that's pretty good. 40 walks and 94 strikeouts, not bad, but he is a pitch-to-contact kind of guy. Lefties 303 with 6 homers, so the reverse split here. Righties 274 with 9 homers. At Coors, 66 innings pitched, 9 homers given up, so he's pitched better there. Run on him, 12 stolen bases and 3 caught stealings. Now, the Giants did see him earlier in the year, and he was good against the Giants. 6 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs, no homers, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts. First pitch in play, like everybody else, got over almost 400, 32 for 83 with 2 homers, so do some damage there. Runners in scoring position, 291. With runners in scoring position, 2 out, a tough customer, about 200 there. First time through, 283, then 272, then 292, so he is hittable. I'll say it again, for most normal teams, we'll see if the Giants can do that today. Bart is 2 for 6. Belt is 4 for 22. I hope he has a day off. Crawford, 3 for 25. He could use a day, too. Estrada, how about this, 4 for 5 with 2 homers. Flores, best hitter on the team, 7 for 25 with a homer. LaStella, 1 for 1. He ought to be playing. He should be playing. Flores should be playing first. LaStella should be the DH. Longoria, 7 for 28 with a homer. Peterson, 3 for 4. Had a decent night last night, but, boy, he just swings at everything. Slater, 6 for 24. He'll be in there today with a homer. Yastrzemski, 4 for 7 with a homer, but that is the old Yastrzemski. Wow. All right, in baseball today, first of all, St. Louis is up by 5 now in Milwaukee in the Central. The Yankees take on Tampa Bay today. Manoah and Cortez there. The Yankees are up by 6 and 7 games in the loss column. How about that? Chicago and Cleveland today. It is Dylan Cease, a terrific young pitcher, against Savali, who's a home run machine. Remember him. But in that Central, Cleveland 56 losses, Minnesota 56, and the White Sox 59. Cincy and Pittsburgh, Minor and Thompson. The Mets and Phillies, Buto, a right-hander, coming up for the Mets today to make this start after that doubleheader split yesterday. Again, Carrasco's hurt, Walker's hurt. Gibson for the Phillies, so the Giants have to keep their eye on that one. Milwaukee, they've lost 2 straight to the Cubs at home. Giants are going to go in there in another couple of weeks. Woodruff from Milwaukee, Steele for the Cubs. Some people say this is a World Series preview. Houston and Atlanta. Atlanta's won the first 2. Urquidy against Morton. Miami, the Cy Young Award winner, Alcantara, is going to go for the Marlins today. Pepio for the Dodgers. St. Louis just mauled Arizona yesterday with the big day for Pujols, 4 for 4. Quintana against Kelly there. Washington, Corbin, 4-16, goes against Minaya. And believe me, they got the save last night, no hater, but it was not simple in that ninth inning. And Kansas City and Tampa Bay, we'll keep our eye on that for the Yankees for the race in the East. Greinke goes against Yarborough there. The Tigers take on the Angels, and I bring it up simply because the Giants are going there next. Ohtani for the Angels today. Tigers are 46-76. Come on, 30 games under 500, 26-34 at home. They have that decent bullpen. They've lost 7 of 10. So that is a look at what is going on in baseball and a look at what we have coming up today. All right, we're going to be joined by Sudden Sam McDowell. And we had him on last week as we talked about his book, The Saga of Sudden Sam. But I invited him back to talk more about his baseball career. We know all the problems with alcohol and depression and all the amazing things he's done to help people in his later life. And the book is terrific, The Saga of Sudden Sam, and written by Marty Gitlin, G-I-T-L-I-N. But Sam McDowell is going to come up next, and we're going to talk baseball with the big left-hander, one of the best in the 60s. He was the Koufax of the American League, traded to the Giants in 71 for Gaylord Perry, a disaster of a trade for the Giants, but a real baseball career before that for Sam McDowell. We'll be back with him right after these messages.